Thanks so much for joining us today. What's new about this U.S. Department of Agriculture program fishermen can apply to this fall?
Yeah, right. The USDA has just come out with a new program. It's called the Seafood Trade Relief Assistance Program, or CTRAP program, and it's one that they're administering through their Farm Services Agency. And this program is meant to compensate commercial fishermen in the United States that have been negatively affected by trade tariffs. Now, the reason this matters for us out here in Bristol Bay is that this also includes salmon fishermen. So I wanted to make sure that folks had a little bit of information about this program and knew where to go to get more info. So for more information, you want to go to the USDA's website for this program, and that is www.farmers.gov/seafood. I have a few more details that are important that I want to share with everybody too. And one of those is that this is not a first come, first serve program. So you don't have to rush to hand in your application. And in fact, that application period runs from September 14th to December 14th. So there's a period of 3 months there that you have to get your completed application in. Speaking of a completed application, you'll see on their website that they reference a single document application. But if you read the fine print, you'll see there's actually multiple documents that need to be handed in. And once you turn in part of the application, you'll have to turn in the rest of the application within 60 days. So remember that. Finally, there's an informational webinar that's being put on by the USDA for this program, and that webinar is going to be on this coming Tuesday at 11 a.m., and you can register through the link that they've provided on the website I gave you earlier. And I'll give you that website again. That's www.farmers, that's F-A-R-M-E-R-S, .gov/seafood, capital S, E-A-F-O-O-D.
And we will have those links available on kdlg.org as well when we post the story to the website. So you can also just go to kdlg.org and look up this story.